Hi, everybody. I just wanted to, for the new listeners, I just want to tell you we're at livinginhispresence.org, and I share weekly biblical truth and expose error and provide encouragement to stay on the narrow path and fight the good fight of faith. That's really kind of sums up what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. And exposing error is not fun. It's not, I really am a kind of a fun person. This has not been my most exciting assignment, but I'm doing it because a lot of people won't. A lot of ministers are not talking about reality. Amen. And I believe we're being gaslit by the media and everything that's going on to make you deny your reality. And even in churches, to get out in the spirit where you deny your reality, where God wants us to face reality with Christ. Face it. Deal with it. We have things we have to deal with. And we are in the middle of a spiritual war. We have been. It's not our battle, actually. It's between the Lord and the devil from the beginning. So the problem, I think we've been on a cruise ship rather than a battleship. In a cruise, you just relax. You think everything's fine. It's time not to think about anything. But in the days that we're living, we need to realize we're in a war. And the Bible says we need to endure hardness as a good soldier. So we're going to talk a little bit about where I left off last week, about what's some things that we are dealing with that are we're watching and we're praying and we're seeing what's unfolding here. But first I want to say in 2 Timothy 2:3, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A soldier endures hardships. He doesn't quit. I've seen a lot from my dad being in the war, my oldest brother, he had situations there too. You don't just quit. You have to endure to the end. And that's what God's asked us to do. He's told us to endure. And we haven't really had to endure a lot so far. I mean, the last couple of years have been chaotic and confusing, mixed messages. But I have a warning today of kind of what I got. Kind of a story. It was in Greek mythology, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned in this little story. After a 10-year war to conquer Troy, and they couldn't conquer Troy because the walls were 16 feet wide, so they couldn't defeat it. So they had to figure out another way, and they wanted to infiltrate. They wanted to get inside the city. So a new plan was that the Greek army was going to use to get into Troy. And so they, after leaving a wooden horse at the gates of Troy as a gift, and this is the trick, be careful for certain gifts, right? They supposedly said that they were giving up, they were quitting the war, and they were going to sacrifice to their war god. And they said that if Troy were to accept this gift, that they would never have to have another battle again. Nobody would be able to take them down. They were defeated. I mean, nobody could defeat them. And so, wow, what a gift. What a promise. So even as they gave this gift on the gates of the city, this big wooden horse, which we know all the soldiers were underneath, right? They were inside. So when they pulled it in, then all the soldiers came out. But meanwhile, it looks like they got a gift, looked like they won the war. They started rejoicing and celebrating, and even the warships, they all took off and they went away silently. And here's the warning, don't rejoice too soon. Sometimes when we think a battle is over, it's not really over. We have to know who our enemy is, because when you know the devices of the devil, you have to understand his tricks. He's got schemes. It's like a game of chess. Things are always moving. So the Trojans, thinking the Greeks had given up, they brought that gift into the gates, and they just couldn't stop celebrating. They were so excited. That night, while the Trojans were sleeping, the enemy loves to get everybody sleeping. Even lights out, you know, they're talking about cyber attacks and things to get people in the dark. The devil loves the darkness. He works in the darkness, doesn't he? God works in the light. He said, I am the light. So they were sleeping, and then the Greek ships quietly returned. When they were sleeping, the ships came back. The war was not over. They were deceived into thinking it was. The soldiers and the horse slipped out and opened the city gates, and they started fires all over the city. The Trojans awoke to find the city in flames, and they were all killed. Why? They didn't know the enemy. They didn't know who they were really dealing with, and they didn't know his tricks. So there's a lot of truth in that. The lessons that I kind of took from here is the Greeks left behind Sinon, S-I-N-O-N was his name. They left behind somebody. The enemy always has a voice. And this guy, he persuaded the Trojans that the horse was an offering to the goddess of war that would make the Troy impossible to ever capture again. False hope and false security. What we're going on today, the things that are going on, the propaganda that's going on, false hope and false security. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful what you're listening to. And then despite the warnings, the horse was taken inside the gates. There were people that were warning, do not bring this in. There's something wrong. God always warns. He has his watchmen. He has people that are watching and praying and seeking the Lord. And so many people don't want to listen to warnings. Why? Because they think they're on a cruise. They think they're on a cruise ship. And that's what a lot of our teachings have been in the churches for the last 20-some years. It's all about you. It's your destiny, your purpose. Just be positive. Have a great day. Everybody gets hyped up. Church is just a big old life coach pep rally now, motivational speaking. But what truth do you really have? I mean, it's fine to have good motivation at times, but we have to face reality of what's going on, and there's a reason, because we're in a war, and we have to learn to endure hardship, and there's a warning up ahead that what looks like it's ceasing, looks like the mandates are coming down, looks like different things are coming down. I just want to tell you, it's not over. We're just phase one, and phase one is not over. You say, why do you say that? Because I've been studying this for years, and nobody wanted to hear this. I didn't want to teach it. It's vexing. It's vexing because you'd rather be on a cruise ship, wouldn't you? But when you realize we're in a war, and you don't think we're in a war, just look at Disney right now. What's going on with the whole Disney situation? And this whole Alice Bailey thing I've been talking about for years, how they're targeting the children. Well, it's all out now. Their plans are all out. And they're really going forward. And it's a day and an hour. You've got to watch and guard your children. Things you thought were family-oriented things, it's going to switch right in front of your face. There's coming a dramatic change in a lot of things that we used to think were kind of harmless, although they really weren't. There was always some poison in there. It's coming drastic now. We're coming into the days of Noah. We're coming into the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We really are. Yes. And it's vexing. Yes. The term Trojan horse now has come to mean anything that looks innocent but has the power to harm or to destroy. This is how the enemy likes to work. He likes to throw in a Trojan horse, something that looks great, right in the middle of the church, right in the middle of our politics, right in the middle of our entertainment, all these different things. You have to remember the enemy never ceases. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. I wish he didn't. I wish he was a nice guy. Don't we all? But he's not a nice guy. And deceptive groups, they attack from the inside. Don't celebrate and let your guard down. That was my main thing. Don't celebrate and let your guard down. I talk to people and they go, oh, this is all over. This is going to be over. Let's move on to something new. It looks like things are being lifted and changed. You have to know laws are being changed. You have no idea unless you're really a researcher and you know what's going on. So many executive orders are coming forth, and they have for many years of presidency. Many of these laws have never been enacted yet, but they're all written out because the devil likes to make sure everything is dot and tittled. But warning, don't let your guard down. Yeah, new word. Don't let your guard down. Why? Because we're in a battle. And love the people that you can, and don't let the devil divide you. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But while the mainstream media is programming and they're all focusing on the celebrity drama, who slapped who, the international elite were having a 2020 world government summit. Whenever there's a huge distraction, you always have to wonder what's really going on. And when all the media says the same thing, I'm subscribed to a lot of different cities and some different countries, and it's the same propaganda, the same thing goes on all these news feeds. Everybody's talking about who slapped who and now what's going to happen. I mean, do we care? I mean, what is this? This is a huge distraction, and don't let down your guard. Because this summit, and we're going to talk about this summit again just to let you know what's really going to happen, because we're all coming into a shift. Maybe it won't come right away, but they say within a year they want to go digital and they want to take this global. This is not just one country, and this is why it is they call it the Great Reset, which many people don't understand. While many were distracted, the elite met for shaping the direction of the next decade. For the next 10 years, 2030, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, or you could call it sustainable development. Heard that term? It's the same thing. Climate control, change, a cashless society, all these things are what they're discussing. And the goal is to make the world more resilient, more inclusive, and more sustainable. So they inclusive, you have to understand. Inclusive, we'll get into that. The fourth industrial revolution, as they call it, which is the digital future, digital dollar, digital surveillance, and digital technology. It's all digital. And the Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Humans. Isn't that something? The world will be powered, how is it going to be powered? By technology. The goal is a track and trace society with social credit scores. We already have financial scores. One day they just popped up, didn't they? I went to go buy a car and they said, oh, you have a good credit score. I was like, oh, what's that? Remember? And now we're kind of used to that. Well, the same thing with social credit scores. This is going to be more on your behavior, I think. It's all about part of the Great Reset agenda, digital transformation. This is the world of technocrats, technology experts. You guys okay? So now we are threatened from within by a group of intelligent, technocratic globalists who are convincing the nations of the world that the only way for lasting peace is a great reset. Saul Alinsky, I'm going to quote him, and many of you know presidents that followed his work and belief. Not such a great guy. Here's a quote. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. What do you call that? The Trojan horse. It's infiltration. Another tactic of the enemy is to divide and conquer. Have we seen that the last couple years? It's infiltration to pit people against one another to distract us from the real agendas that are going on. Fight amongst themselves. Now we're going to see agendas that are canceling Christianity. We've watched a couple shows, and right in the middle of it comes this weird so-called Christian people. They portray them as loony, nutty, real religious, legalistic. It's like, whoa, portraying people just totally off the deep end that need mental help. So they're discrediting Christianity. I believe that's happening worldwide with a lot of mega people, there's some things that are shaking and coming down. racial and medical. Medically, they're dividing us, trying to get the, now it's kind of switched, and now it's the white supremacists. It's the white people that have all the problem. And if it, you know, if they can't work one end, they're going to work the other. Why? Just to divide and conquer us. And then medically, they're trying to medically, they're moving with these health passes. Even when you think this is nothing's happening, these laws are being put in place. And this is kind of what they do too. They push and pull. Okay, that's dropped. Okay, well, we won't deal with that now. Oh, okay, then you win on this area. Then a few months later, oh, I guess that is a law. It's gaslighting. It's totally messing up with people's mind. They don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. They don't know what's real, what's not real. What are they going to tell us now? This is all by design, just so you know. Now, pick a side. Politically, let's divide you politically. That's worked for years, hasn't it? And now it's pick a side of the war. Pick a side. Let's divide and let's fight over that now. And while we are busy fighting amongst ourselves, events are being manipulated to herd us into gender fights, racial fights, political fights. Why? To distract and weaken us. Divide and conquer. Well, it's happened throughout history. This is not new. The enemy has always worked some of these ways, and we don't know history, true history, so we don't understand his tactics and what he does. So now we're seeing the uniting of the world's superpowers for global peace, safety, and security. So now they need to tell you what's safe for you, what's secure for you, and how to make world peace. Well, we know this is just a cover. This is just a cover. Why do we know that? Because we know Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy says there has to rise a beast system that you can no longer buy or sell in the mark of the beast. We are stepping into another phase of this kind of Bible prophecy. And I just want to say, don't let your guard down. We get pockets of relief. We get pockets of, oh, good, things are going to be fine. Things are going to get back to the way it was. We're in a change. We're in a transition. And like John Lennon's song, imagine no heaven, no countries, one brotherhood of man, a world united as one. What is this going back to? The Tower of Babel. And God didn't want that because he said then anything they imagined to do, they could do. And he didn't want he didn't want a one world great reset, basically. So the way of this reset, build back better, will dominate the world. And how are they going to dominate? What can we expect to see? They want to control the food. And the Bible says they want meat is going to be marriage and meat. Those two, marriage and meat, they don't care for the marriage and they don't care for the meat. So they want you to have lab-grown meat. And they want to control the finances and health care. Health care is going through a shaking, and they want a health pass. So they've been told by their scientists, now listen to this, so you think, well, I just follow the science. That's a religion in itself. But they have been told by their scientists that they will achieve eternal life through technology and be as gods and live forever. That's what the Luciferians believe, that they're going to be as God and they're going to live forever. So follow your Bibles and listen to the Holy Spirit and stop being so easily swayed. All people talk about what's on the news. And the news is so much propaganda. And whenever they're saying the same thing everywhere, you know it's propaganda. And probably believe the opposite. So what are we supposed to be on guard and watching for? Well, this one I've shared before, and I'm going to share it real quick. In all this, I wanted to get to 2 Peter. I will get there. But we're being vexed. We're being vexed because we're being disturbed by the things we're seeing. We're being disturbed by Christians that are not getting what's going on. We want to wake up the remnant and the bride of Christ because this is a time we need to lead people to the Lord. We need to take things seriously. We need to make sure we're filled with oil And we need to be sure we're not being offended, because so many people will offend you in this hour because you don't believe the way they do, or they think you're strange. Have you dealt with any of that? In Psalms 2, Psalms 2 tells us that they come against, the kings of the earth come against the Lord and his anointed, right? And the merchants of the earth. It's all in there. It's just you got to dig and research to find things. But a quote from September 29th, 1959, Khrushchev, he made a prediction. And I want you to see if there's anything you hear or see today. He said, your children's children, this is a 59, will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy. Do you think we're going through some weakening of our economy? We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give it to those who would not. I'm just wondering why nobody wants to work. Why is it all of a sudden that everybody's help wanted? Interesting. So anything sound familiar? And these are the 8 levels of control that have to be obtained before you're able to create a socialistic state. And remember, socialism leads to communism. What do they have to control? Healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Poverty. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back. This is Saul Alinsky. Now, he didn't make this up, but he passed it on. If you are providing everything for them to live, it's easier to control. They won't fight back. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. The way they give kids charge cards now, and if you miss a payment, the penalties. I mean, talk about debt. Most people don't know how to handle credit cards, and they just have this humongous credit card debt. Well, this is what they want. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Gun control. This is all part. That way you're able to create a police state. People will not be able to defend themselves. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food. We're starting to move into the food. We have not seen shortages like it's been predicted right now. We're talking about things that you go into the grocery store and you can't find. People are already experiencing this and they're talking about this. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, I just want to emphasize that. Housing and income. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Parents, I just want you to be alert what they are teaching in school. Someone sent me something their son had to read. We read it. We couldn't even believe it. It was just like such sexual perversion and twistedness. And I was like, this is college? I was just like, this, you've got to be kidding. I'd be right there in that teacher's face for that thing that they had to read and write about. It's like, no. And your young kids, the gender thing is going to be huge in the coming years. We're just stepping into some of it, but this is huge. This is part of the agenda, the inclusion. This is all part of it. And I hate, this is vexing. That's why we're going to get to 2 Peter here. Religion, remove the belief in God. They want to remove it. And lastly, class warfare. Class warfare, divide the people. Divide the people. So we've been experiencing, a lot of us, this vexing. It's like, oh, this is so grievous. And this is exactly in 2 Peter 2, why we need to be enduring hardness as a good soldier. Because in this day that we're living in, it doesn't look, oh, we'll get pockets of reprieve, it'll get pockets of things, but then I believe there's always going to be another wave of something the way they're talking and how they want people to live on these, I'll just say the juice so I don't get whatever. But, you know what I mean, right? But there were false prophets, verse 1, among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Doesn't say they just have to be in church, but they can be anywhere. They can be education, they can be in politics, they can be in medical field. Among you who secretly, privily shall bring in damnable heresies, that's extremely bad, destructive teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Many, I wish I'd say few, but it says many, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they make feigned words, make merchandise of you. That means not real words. Promising you your next breakthrough. All these promises, these fake things that have happened. Even the commercials are fake. We bought some of this tape that's supposed to be so fantastic, and you just put it on the wall and it stays there till Jesus comes. It didn't even stay. It didn't even stay for a second. It just kept falling off, and all we put was our TV controls in there, and that thing, didn't you finally put a screw in there? I mean, so much for this tape, and their diets, and all the stuff that they promote, and their drugs, and all this stuff. You got to look right through it, and you got to swim through all this deception, right? They make merchandise out of you, any way to take your money. And you can't be gullible. I used to be the most gullible person. I just believed anything anyone said. I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, now it's kind of like I'm on the other end. But whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. And this is why when you get upset, you got to put it in God's hands. Because the Bible says in the end times, the evil men are going to wax worse and worse. We can't change the Bible, right? It says they're going to wear out the saints. So why do we teach on this? So that you can endure for the long haul. You got to prepare yourself mentally. You got to gird up your loins. You got to make sure if you're the watchman of your family, even if they don't want to listen now and then, there's going to come a time they're going to need your help, right? For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, just think about that. Don't worry about these enemies. These are God's enemies, and God will take care of them. So when you get vexed and you get upset, and you're like, they're just perverting the children. They're coming after our kids. God knows, and Lord, we put it in your hands. I'm so thankful that I can see the agendas, that I'm not deceived by it. Thank you for opening up our eyes and our ears, that we see that you told us these things would come. And he said, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them all examples unto those that should live ungodly. We are coming into the days of ungodliness, perversion accepted as normal, laws being passed that used to imprison people, is just free to do whatever they want. And delivered just Lot, vexed. I want you to see that, vexed. He was troubled. Troubled. And what was he troubled with? The filthy conversation of the wicked. I mean, if you're a Christian, clean up your mouth. You shouldn't have the same conversation that the wicked does, right? If that shoe fits, just wear it. So Lot vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelleth among them, is seeing and hearing vexed. He got vexed from day to day with their unlawful deeds. But in the midst of this, we're called to live. In the midst of this, what we're seeing now that has never happened in the world before, with all of this stuff happening, just look at Disney, see what they're doing, the back and forth fighting between everybody. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And just think about this. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And focus on that. Keep your heart fixed on Jesus. Get some good worship music. Because this world is going into some darkness and deception. They act like it's all for your good, your security, your peace, right? And little by little, what's really happening is more slavery. Your freedoms are taken away. So what are we supposed to do? Endure hardness, 2 Timothy 2:3, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We endure hardship. We don't quit. We know the enemy is active and he never rests. So the good soldier studies the methods of the enemy and are wise to the ways of the devil. When you know we're living in this world and it's evil, don't just trust people like just trust everybody. You got to test the spirits to see if they're of God. Test the spirits if they're following a program, an agenda. Test the spirits. Keep your mind. The devil wants you just to be brainwashed, walking around just like a zombie. And I see so many walking around just like zombies. The good soldier is in it for the long haul. We're in it. Good times, bad times. Just because things get hard doesn't mean you quit. Oh, I just want Jesus to come. Well, don't we all? But until then, we got to press on, right? We got to keep doing. We got to pick ourselves up. We got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Because he wants us to finish. We're called to finish our race. What is a soldier? Someone that enlisted for service. We're enlisted. When you got born again, you got enlisted into the army of the Lord. Unfortunately, you weren't taught. You weren't taught about the enemy. Most churches act like he doesn't exist. And he is existing. He is doing evil. The Bible says in Daniel, he's going to change the laws and the seasons. So we resist the temptation to sin and we fight the good fight of faith. We reject lies. We expose evil and we speak the truth. Reject evil, expose it, and preach the truth. Rejoice that our names are in the book of life because we are facing perversion like we've never seen it. This is starting to erupt now in colleges and even in the schools, the little kids. There's coming this teaching and this confusion and this chaos. And we have to really watch our kids closely. The sexual confusion. And then digital currency, and I'm going to close with, I did share some of this article last week, but I think it's important to say it in some parts that I didn't get to. But what do we expect? We don't really know the timing of this. I've heard a year. I heard at the World Economic Forum, they said they want this to happen as soon as possible. They want the reset to happen as soon as possible. So we don't know what this means, but as Christians, we watch and we pray. Because what does this mean? This means when things go digital, we're talking another whole level of control that we have never experienced before. So the economist at the World Government Summit says new financial world order. New financial world. This is for the world. About to shift in dramatic new direction. And I'm not going to read all of it, but this is a top American economist who served as a special advisor to President Bush. She made a statement that confirms everything that many people have been reporting for a long time. And what's that? That a cashless society is looming right around the corner. I don't think they're going to get rid of it all at once. They usually implement things in cycles. So don't be afraid and freak out, but you do need, as a watchman, see what's coming. Because we are in a battleship, not a cruise ship. And this is the quote from what this woman said, this economist. We are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, she said, we are about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. So it's not just money, it's tracking and tracing. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. And I would say, should we say, control? More control? More of a police state. Now, March 9th, Biden signs an executive order to study cryptocurrency. This is the game they play. This new money system will not only be digital, it'll be centralized and it'll be programmable. Do not confuse it with Bitcoin, I'm still quoting her, or other cryptocurrencies. The only thing is it will share in common with other crypto is that it will be based on blockchain technology. This is all about technology. Now this is what someone else says, what does it mean to be programmable? This means the central banks will have complete control over your money and will be able to program it so that it can only be spent on certain things or in certain places. So what's the bottom line and why are we supposed to be watching and praying over this? Once we get digital programmable money, where and how will you be allowed to spend your money will depend on what they're saying. We'll have to see if this is true. Your social credit score. And what does that all involve? What makes up your social credit score? We know what makes up your financial, but now we're talking social. So the entire Great Reset hinges on two things: the establishment of a global digital currency and a global digital identity for every man, woman, and child. Proof. And lastly, they're all talking about diversity and inclusion. But in reality, it's a society based on total informative domination, where you must not only follow but celebrate whatever lie of the day is being promoted in the mainstream corporate media and on social media. How sad. The devil is a liar, and he has no truth in him. So the more and more some of these systems are overtaken with these agendas, our speech is going to be limited. And that's why I've kind of known this. YouTube is still here for now. We'll see what happens. But we have to warn people now while we can that this new system, this shift, is in the works. It's been in the works for a long time. This is not new, but they're revealing it now. And whenever they reveal it, that means they've really progressed, right? So, Father, we thank you for giving us endurance. These are hard times, things we don't even like talking about, things we don't like thinking about, things we can't control. It's so hard when we can't control something because that brings in fear. It brings in anxiety. We don't know what's going to happen, the fear of the unknown. So, Father, we thank you in this day that you are our peace. You are our security. You're our comforter. You're our counselor. So many people are going to counselors that aren't worth 5 cents. But, Father, you're our counselor. We thank you, Father, for giving us a sound mind. This is a day many are depressed and discouraged and vexed. But we thank you, Father, you said you'd be with us to the very end. So we ask you to strengthen us. We ask to find people in our life we can encourage one another in the Lord. And we pray if people don't have a church that they'd be able to use these teachings to get together with family and friends and have some type of fellowship, because it's so important that we assemble together. It's so important we have family and friends on the same page. We can talk freely. Maybe not in the marketplace, but we have a group that we can talk freely about what's really going on. So we pray for that, for all the people that are watching, for divine connections in this hour, Father, people that will not betray us, that will not attack us. We pray for godly friends. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main web page at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.